Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House Radio, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a licensed healing practitioner working in the field of energy medicine as a Reiki master teacher, an angel practitioner, a quantum touch practitioner, and an intuitive counselor. I'm also the author of an inspirational book about my two near-death experiences, and the book is called Angels of Faith. And the book is about, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and most probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. For it's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives, to see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and to limit their lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who I call the Posse. They have an irreverent, very funny sense of humor. They're extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So like my posse of angels, I'm very excited to take some of your phone calls. So for some of that free angel advice, call into the show now on 646-716-6794. Again, that number is 646-716-6794. Again, welcome everyone to Angel Healing House Radio. Welcome to all my regular listeners. And to those new listeners that are listening in for the first time, if you'd like to be reminded of all Angel Healing House Radio shows, please find my very smiley face on the Blog Talk Radio site. Push the follow button. And you'll be reminded of my shows coming up. Now, I see we have lots of callers on the switchboard. We have a 404, a 780, a 949. You've been holding for a while. If you listen to my shows, you know that I do take about 5 or 10 minutes discussing the topic. And today's topic is for all of us. You are beautiful, magnificent, and powerful. And so I acknowledge you callers, but I'll get to you in about 10 minutes' time. So let's start with this very bold statement. I don't know you, but I can tell you that you are beautiful. You are magnificent, and you're more powerful than you ever possibly can imagine. I recently taught a one-day tarot workshop, and after a lengthy day of learning the symbols and the interpretations of all 78 cards, it's no mean feat to get through all those cards in one day, the participants finally had a chance to put their newfound knowledge to practical use. I had the students think of a question and then choose a card and see what insights and messages they received. Now, one of the students was a lady in her early 60s. She was bright, energetic, and recently retired. Her question was, what did the universe have in store for her, and what was she going to be doing on the next part of her life's journey? Well, when she turned over the Three of Cups, it made me smile as this card joyously celebrates events and achievements. Now, the three ladies' faces depicted on the card are beaming, and they're brimming over with happiness and excitement. The consensus from all the students in the class after the card's meeting was that whatever she would be doing, she would be very happy doing it. And while this was true, I knew that there was a deeper meaning to this card. Now, firstly, this is a card that celebrates the accomplishment of an event or achievement. It is something that has either been planned, worked towards, anticipated, such as a wedding, a promotion, a business deal, a new job, and many other such events. But in each case, the celebrants have put in the effort and worked diligently towards this joyous outcome. Now, in her case, the card was telling her that the universe was not just going to magically bring her something to fulfill the next part of her journey until she figured out what she would love to create in her life. For it is by our desires, our intentions, and our heartfelt dreams that spark the universe's interest in starting to co-create with us to manifest our wishes into reality. The card was telling her to get excited about a wish, an intention, some heartfelt desire that she longed to passionately pursue. The card foretold that once she put in the creativity, the passion, the effort, actions, and joy into what she loved doing, that a celebration was 100% assured for her. Now, the funny thing about this card, listeners, was that its message pertained not only to this lady and not only to the other participants in the workshop, but it's a timely reminder for us all. For you see, listeners, with a great conscious awareness and shift enveloping our planet, many are slowly realizing that much of the way that many people have chosen to live their lives has gone counter to their divine natures and the power within. By allowing other people or groups or organizations to tell us what to do, to think, and how to act, we choose to live by default, rarely even considering what would truly make us happy. By letting others make our choices for us and mostly accepting compromises, well, it really is not a surprise that so many people go on to live compromised lives. By consciously focusing on manifesting our heartfelt desires, we begin to harness the extraordinary power that has always been ours, and we become an amazing, self-fulfilling force within the universe. We have literally been in the driver's seat for all of our lives, and many of us have given over the steering wheel to others and allowed people to dictate where we should go and what we should do. Yet with the recognition of our spiritual essence within, we are waking up to our divine, eternal natures and just how beautiful, how magnificent, and how powerful we truly are. That's right. I'm speaking to you, whether you're listening to this show live or you're listening to it archived, or whether you never listen to my shows, you are more beautiful, magnificent, and powerful than you ever could possibly imagine. And even if you think you're hearing this for the first time, this knowledge was fully known to all of us upon crossing over from the veil, from our home in spirit to our home in physical incarnation when we were born. Now, as babies and young children, we had no problems remembering our radiance and our joy. This is because each and every one of us knew that we were pure light and the essence of divine love. We were spontaneous, and we lived directly from our hearts. We intuitively knew how important and essential we were to the rest of the planet, waving our hands enthusiastically to be called upon and excited to join in. We beamed our light to all and expressed ourselves directly from our hearts. But as we grew older, many of us were told, hey, tone it down a bit. Tone down your enthusiasm. Don't be so outspoken. And even though this did not feel true to us, we did so want to please others, be good, and to behave. In this way, we were taught to question our instinctive divine nature of living from our heart. And we were programmed then to think with our head and not our heart. Many of those who told us to think with our head instead of our hearts knew that our hearts were the doorway to allowing the light to shine out of us. The more we relied on our heads instead of our hearts, we shut down the doorway to our radiance. By being logical and rational, we put a great deal of focus on thinking, and slowly we lost touch with who we truly are. We lost the key to our doorway of the light within when we discounted and closed off our hearts. It's by opening up our hearts that we allow our brilliant, unique light to shine once more, and we start to remember not only how beautiful and how magnificent and powerful we are, but we start to remember our divine self. Now, the posse of angels are champing at the bit here. They're so excited to continue to talk about your divine self, a topic they know thoroughly through and through. But first, I'd like some of your phone calls for some of that free angel advice. Let's go to a caller that's been hanging on there for a while. Let's go to 404. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi, this is Lasagna. How are you?
I'm very well, Sonia. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Atlanta.
Atlanta. What's the weather like in Atlanta today?
It is low 80s and beautiful.
Oh, sounds wonderful. Beautiful, just like you are.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What do you have to ask the Posse of Angels?
I have been struggling with self-work. I was raised without a father and kind of been struggling with it all my life. And it was something that I thought that I just dealt with as a child, and maybe when I became an adult, I'll be okay. But it has constantly been a struggle for me, not feeling good enough, always feeling unloved, and kind of had me in some uncompromising positions, I guess, with men, just not making great decisions with men, looking for that love, looking for, I guess, trying to fill that void in my life.
Okay. The first thing that they're telling me is the greatest love that you can have, Sonia, is the love of who you are, because you cannot fully give love to anyone else unless you've already filled up with that self-love. So the first thing that the Posse of Angels are telling me to remind you is of your divine worth, your divine self. And this does not come through anyone else. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be putting on the Twin Flame Relationship Workshop on October 25th in Los Angeles. And I talk about the greatest love is the greatest love for ourselves. And the way that you get over this low self-worth is by nurturing and nourishing yourself. You nurture and nourish yourself by being loving and being kind and being gentle and telling yourself, I am enough. I am worthy. I am deserving. you know, once you believe this, once you really truly believe this, then your reality starts to be the reflective mirror of what you're holding true within your heart. So the two keys here is how for you to nurture yourself emotionally, especially emotionally. What do you do during any given week to give to yourself and nurture yourself emotionally by allowing yourself to experience creative joy, for instance?
Right now, nothing, to be completely honest with you. I lost my job like 2 months ago, and I've really been struggling with that. So nothing right now.
Okay. Well, that nothing is translating into feelings of no self-worth. Do you see the actual correlation between, see, we're all these wonderful, wonderful vessels, and when we don't fill ourselves up with, and then we expect ourselves to give to our family, to give to our job, to give to whatever it is outside of ourselves, there's nothing that we've filled ourselves up with in order then to give. And in order to give anyone love, we must fill our vessel up with that self-love first of all. So you must, Sonia, doing something which is creative, which you love. For instance, I love writing. I love writing. Writing is nourishes me. It's a creative thing. It opens myself up to that divine channel to be that channel to bring down that creative, intuitive knowledge, and it gives me so much joy. I also enjoy creating music and playing the piano. I have different outlets. I love gardening. There's, you know, some people do cooking, some people do dancing, singing, as I said, writing, journaling. There's a myriad of things that you can choose. Any one of those things strike your interest?
No, to be honest with you.
Okay. Now, a lot of times, because people haven't fed themselves and nurtured themselves, it's very difficult to come up with something. Often there was things in our childhood. I loved writing when I was a child. I loved playing the piano when I was a child. These things have followed me through my life. Anything you can think of when you were a child that you loved to do?
No, not at this time. I'm sure if I just put some thought into it, maybe, you know, and think back, I could figure something out. I'll think of something.
Okay. So they also want you to know that they're just coming back to this. They're saying that the more that you can nourish yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, and allow yourself spiritually to just sit in quiet reflection and say, I am enough. I am worthy and deserving of unconditional love. And when you say those words, you feel how they settle upon your soul. You feel that you know, you don't need anything outside of yourself to fulfill yourself. And the funny thing about it is once that you really let that settle in your soul and really get it, then your reality will start to reflect that, and you will draw people to yourself that also have nourished and nurtured themselves. And then there's no more game playing in relationships or anything like that. And then you're not disempowered by anybody. So I hope that's been of help for you. I'd love to find out where your journey of nurturing and nourishing yourself goes. So if you'd like to send me an email, my email is Candy, Candy, at angelhealinghouse.com.
Okay, I sure will. Thank you so much. It's been very helpful.
Thank you, and be sure you listen to the rest of the show, because this show is all about how Sonia and everyone else is beautiful, magnificent, and powerful.
Will do.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Sonia. And one of those ways that we affirm to the universe just how beautiful, how magnificent and powerful that we truly are is by nurturing and nourishing ourselves physically, looking after our diet and exercise, mentally, keeping our thoughts light, bright, and positive, making sure where we're putting our focus and attention on, emotionally, giving to the inner child by allowing ourselves to be creative, enjoy, and express ourselves, and certainly spiritually by honoring who we are. Let's go to our next caller, 780. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hey, Candy, it's Jake calling from Canada. How's it going?
I'm very well, Jake. How are you?
Pretty good. I want to get an email message regarding the situation I have at work. I sent the email or a mail, registered letter to head office in regards to workplace bullying where I was involved and some of the people. And I stated my in a five-pager how I felt and things like that. And they did respond to me today that they're going to review the document and determine the course of action. So I just wonder what the angels are saying for this, to stay calm or just be patient. I just wonder what they're saying. Thank you.
Okay, let's have a look here. Well, the first thing that comes to mind is for every action, there is a reaction. You stepped forward, and with your being magnificent and powerful, you said there is only what Jake wants. Now, we haven't been raised with this Jake. We've been taught to give our power away to everyone else, put everybody else first, and you last on the, us last on the list. But as the energy is raised in the planet, there is, the universe is within us, is only what we want. So you took action. So they're very proud of you that you stepped forward and you said, no, this is what I want. So let's see what the cards say here. I don't have to draw any more cards. You got the victory card. You got the six of wands. That's triumph. That's the triumphant Jake. And this will work out for you. There's no question about it. I want to go on. It's going to initiate the judgment card, a rebirth, a new phase of your life coming in. And, okay, look at this, more wands. And that is the beginning of a creative avenue for you to bring forth your ideas and who you are and creatively be able to, reflect that to the world. So, great feeling around all of this, Jake, and it's because you took the action.
Okay.
So how's that feel?
It feels good. I'm just taking the week off, so I'm just taking it easy today. So thanks so much for the reading.
You're very welcome. How are you going to nurture and nourish yourself this week?
Well, I'm actually participating in a drum circle tonight with some people. Great circle tonight. Tuesday, going out with a friend, doing some maybe drumming outside. Thursday, I got a massage, and maybe Friday, help a friend do some healing work. So it's going to be just a few hours. But I'm just going to, and Saturday and Sunday, I'm just going to not really do anything. So maybe go outside, do some drumming or something like that. So it's going to be a healing week for sure. So that's just,
Sounds like a wonderful week. Make sure you leave space in that week for magic to happen.
Yes.
All right. Take care of yourself, Jake. Good to hear from you.
Thanks so much again. Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Next, we go to our 949 number. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, my name is Dee Dee.
Hi, Dee Dee. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from California.
Okay. And what's your question for the Posse of Angels?
I'd like some direction as to what to do about my current job. Things have been a little crazy lately, and I'm questioning if I need to move on or perhaps stay and just wait it out.
Okay, first of all, everything that happens in your reality, you've created. You understand that?
Yes.
Okay. That was very tentatively said. Yes, okay. And sometimes it's hard to believe that we could create such contrast and such convoluted and off-center things that are so abhorrent to us, you know, and they're so horrible in front of us. But in order to get ourselves out of places, we will create contrast. Alarm bells will go off. Now, where are you working currently?
I work at an assisted living facility, and I run the hair salon there.
Okay. How long have you been doing that?
3 years.
Now, when you started this job, were you thrilled to get the job?
Oh, I loved the job, and I still love the job. But there's somebody there that's making my life miserable.
Okay. Well, this is an angel in disguise that you have created. You have created this Frankenstein, so to speak, in front of you, that is acting this way as a signpost to say that something better is coming along for you. Okay. They're showing me a little tiny coat that you're wearing that's become so small, and you've outgrown this place. So it's giving you indication that if you love what you're doing, it's an indication that you're meant to then move on, and something else will be coming to you. Let's go to the cards and see what's coming out. Oh, yes. Okay, you've risen. The Seven of Wands is telling me. I mean, this guy on the card is above everyone else, and he's there with his wand in his hand. You've actually outgrown. You've risen above where you currently are, and it's saying to you, there is only what Dee Dee wants. Okay, if this show had an addendum to it, you're beautiful, magnificent, and powerful, and it's only what you want. So it's telling you that your next position in the area that you love is waiting for you. All you got to do is ask, and you will be given. It's that easy. But people don't ask because they keep undermining themselves. The next card is the Tower. Oh, gee. Okay.
Oh, boy.
You know when the Tower comes in that everything has to break apart in order. But the good part about the Tower is I used to be so fearful about this card, like, oh, everything's going to be destroyed and life is going to be terrible. But really, when this card comes in, it means, yes, everything has to be destroyed. But once it's dismantled very quickly, then just as quickly, something else comes to save the day. You're not left hanging in any way. But yes, I do. Great card is next, the Chariot. You're going to be moving rapidly forward. This is also a victory card. It's a card of movement, but you have to leave the old or really sell it out to the universe. I've outgrown this. Oh, this is a great reading for you, Dee Dee. I can't wait to find out what's coming towards you. Please send me an email to candy@angelhealinghouse.com. I get such a good feeling from where you're going, where you're headed. And you know what you can do to help the situation? I'm sorry I called that person Frankenstein, but, you know, I mean, we do have people in our lives that, you know, when they show up, we just think from, how is that person acting that way to me? What you can do is you can bless this person. Thank them. I have a great, great exercise. If anybody wants to write to me, I'll send you this exercise. It's called the acknowledgement exercise. You acknowledge the person for being in your life, because if you didn't write them into your contract, they wouldn't be in front of you. So you acknowledge their presence, and then you thank them. You thank them for showing you contrast of what you don't want, and then you bless them for exactly where they are. And then fourth is you release them. Go and live your journey. Go and have a nice life, but it doesn't need to involve me. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, from an energetic point of view, it works wonders.
Okay. Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have an extraordinary life, Dee Dee, and go be magnificent, beautiful, and powerful.
Well, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Take care. Okay. Thank you so much for that. Wonderful. That was just an absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous reading. You know, and this is a really good reminder for all of us. If somebody does appear in your reality that is just dishonoring, disrespectful, or whatever, they could be showing you extreme contrast of what you do not want in your life, and it's time to move on. Let's go to our next caller, 443. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hello, my name's Nima from Baltimore.
Hi. What was your first name?
Nima.
Spell it, please.
N-I-M-A.
Oh, Nima. How are you?
I'm okay. It's a nice day here in Baltimore.
Oh, good. Tell me, what do you have questions for the Posse of Angels?
I've been seeing a person for about a year and a half, and I want to know if they could read anything. I'm not sure if she's a soulmate or not, because I'm pretty sure that I have numerous soulmates. And I think we haven't gone any further in the relationship, like, intimately. I think
okay.
It might be because my weight problem, but I want to know if she's seen, or talking to other people that she has is expecting more in the relationship, and she just looks at me as a friend. And,
okay. I think you're absolutely right, Nima, that this is a soulmate relationship. But don't forget, soulmates come in with, and I'll be speaking about this in my upcoming workshop, Twin Flame Relationship. Soulmates come in a lot of times with drama in order to show us what we don't want in our lives. There's a lot of static. Am I on speakerphone?
No, I think, give me a second. I'll fix it. All right, can you hear me?
That's much better. A lot of soulmates come in with drama and irritation in order to push our buttons. If you're saying we've been questioning it, then there must be something that is not right. It sounds like I'm in a wind tunnel, Nima.
Let me move real quick. I apologize.
All I'm getting is static.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, that's much better. Now, soulmates come in with wonderful love, but what they do bring to us is let me explain. My ex was my soulmate. My mother and father, my children, my brothers, they're all my soulmates. People who have thought to do me ill many years ago were my soulmate. A soulmate is somebody in your family that plays often a contrasting role in order to challenge you and help you to grow. Okay, I believe now, don't tell me the person's name, but just give me her initial.
O-U.
O-U. Okay. I believe this person, O.
No, L as in, like, Laura.
Oh, okay. I believe this person came into your life to show you some kind of contrast and some kind of drama to help you really fortify. Because a person loves you regardless of what you look like. They love you regardless of your age. This physical incarnation that we're wearing at the moment is just a meat suit. It's nothing more than that. And the love we have for each other goes so very deep, and once you recognize the divine in yourself, Dima, then others will start to recognize the divine in you. If you are questioning this, don't discount your intuition. And don't you think that you cannot find the love out there because of any kind of physical attribute that you have? The first card that came out was the King of Pentacles. See yourself as there is nothing that you have to do, be, or have to live up to anybody's expectation to be loved. You are king. You are king of who you are. You are enough. I am enough. All you have to do is be your beautiful self. And the more you embrace that, the more then you will be going on to reflect that to other people. And then, like attracts like, you will bring back those people who really do get you. You won't even have to question it. It shows that, yes, you've been a little bit battered in love, only because you've given your power away. You're trying to live up to somebody else's expectation. Oh, if I were thinner, oh, you know, then the person would love me in this one instance. But, you know, I've had anorexics in my office that think that, you know, people don't love them because of other reasons. We all perceive ourselves as something so different than our divine self. And the next card is the universe card. What a great reading you've got, Nima. But the angels are telling you, please, please don't let anybody tell you that and put conditions on, you know, you have to be a certain way in order to be loved.
Yeah, it's true. It's true because I've been in a lot of relationships growing up, and I'm very experienced and notice when something's bringing me down that it's not right. And I know that I like to work with the universe where if I'm emotional about things and distressed, that's not me. It's not me being normal. And when the relationships brings me down in life, which most of them just tend to do, I think I want to just, you know, run away. So I'm on the verge of just, you know, literally I want to move to a different country right now. And I'm at that level because of this relationship. And I think it's important because, like you said to the last caller, when a Frankenstein comes in, then it gives you that opportunity to do something else. So my mom's from Scandinavia, and I'm able to get citizenship there with her birth certificate. So I think I'm just going to go to Scandinavia in the next few months and just go there with nothing and start all over with my family. I've been there numerous times before, so I already know the country. So
I just got shivers about that. Oh boy, the posse of angels. Oh, look at that. The pendulum is actually shaking. I'm doing it. They're doing a dance about you making a fresh start. There's no question about that. That seems, you know, that not seems, but I'm intuiting that feels really good. And the best part about it, Nima, is that you are excited about that. You don't have to know what's there. I intuit that there's going to be a lovely love there that's going to manifest for you. Follow that inner child within yourself. And allow yourself to feel that abundance and that richness inside of you of exactly who you are, and follow your intuition.
Yeah, that's what my instinct's telling me. But it was like I use this as a last resort in case things happen, then I'm just going to leave. So, I mean, now I have to leave my whole life again, leave all my car, my house, friends, family, I guess my relationship. It's just because I think that she's talking to some, like she has more plans behind my back.
Okay, so this is really important what they're telling me now. Anytime you decide to do something, you're not running away from something, you're not leaving something, it's because you're excited about moving and making movement towards something. One is about lack, and one is about fulfilling desire. And therein the difference lies. You're not making this because something is not working out in your life. You're making it because you're excited about making and projecting yourself about that forward movement to fulfilling your intentions and desires within your heart.
So are they able to say anything, if they could pick anything up about her being in a relationship with someone else or other people? Or?
No. That doesn't concern. They're saying, they're shaking their head. Why would you put any focus and attention on something that you cannot control? You're putting your focus and attention on something not working out or not feeling right, rather than putting your focus and attention on. And what I'm speaking about in today's topic is compromising, putting your focus and attention on something that you don't want, and then what will appear in your reality is compromise. Like a trap life. Don't you put any focus and attention on what she is doing. That's her journey. Let her live her journey. You live your journey. And if it doesn't feel right, know that she brought her to yourself to show you some sort of contrast in order so if it doesn't feel right, so that you can move towards something that does feel 100% wonderful for you.
Okay, I understand what you're saying.
Okay. I hope it's been helpful for you, Nima. I'd love to follow where your journey takes you. Please do send me an email and give me an update to Candy, Candy, at angelhealinghouse.com.
I'll try, but thank you so much, and God bless you.
God bless you. Much love to you. Take care. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Our next caller is 850. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Hey, how are you?
I'm very well. Who am I speaking with?
This is Deidre. I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, how are you?
Doing pretty good, actually. Doing pretty good.
Doing pretty good. So what's your question today?
My question, well, I'm just trying to see for us with I've got a lot of changes going on. It's really scaring me, really, but I've got a lot. I mean, moving, relationship that's breaking up. I mean, I've got back to school. Got a lot of little stuff going on, so I don't really have a, I'm trying to narrow it down to maybe one thing. Well, for his relationship, I'm just trying to see if the divorce that I'm going through, will it be there's no good outcome in divorce, but, I mean, a favorable, maybe I guess I'll say that.
Okay. The thing that I heard most of all, and I think this goes for all of your concerns at the moment, is that they want you to only be in the present moment. A lot of your time is spent worrying and stressing and controlling, and really projecting yourself on and getting off that track of only seeing what there is to do in the present moment. Because that's where we all have the opportunity to just live from that present moment. So they're saying, yes, there's a lot of forward movement in our lives now, a lot of things that are progressing forward, and they're going to just get quicker and quicker as time quickens up, and that's why it's even more important for all of us just to remain in that present moment. Otherwise, you and everyone else are going to get so scattered that you're not going to be able to attend to anything in any kind of, organized manner or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the first card that came out to you is I think it's the best card in the pack because it's the wish card. It's the wish card. With all of these things happening, how much time do you spend on decreeing to the universe exactly what your desires and your wishes and intentions are?
Oh, yeah. Not much lately because of
all the chaos. Okay, they want you to get back to the present moment. Okay, what are they showing me? They're showing me you sitting in a garden somewhere. They're showing me if that's not at your home, if it's in a park. I know the weather's in a lot of parts of the country it's getting cooler, but, you know, it's not wintertime yet. So they want you to go out in nature, and they want you to just sit. And they want you to dream your dreams into reality. That's what they're saying. They want you to sit and say, thank you for my blessings. Thank you for all that I have. And thank you for my blessings that I have yet to receive. And they want you then to take those dreams, your intentions, your heartfelt desires, and paint a picture for yourself in your mind as if they already happened. You're sitting in that wonderful job, working with like-minded, loving people. You're sitting in that beautiful house or apartment. You're wherever it is, they want you to just center yourself in the present moment and dream and wish your dreams into reality. So that's the first card that came out for you. The second. Okay, this card is kind of almost the same because this girl in the Two of Wands, she's holding the world in her hand. The Pocket Angels are saying that you have so much power within you, and this show is about being beautiful, magnificent, and powerful, and you're really not utilizing that. You're letting circumstances take away your power. If you can keep bringing yourself back to all that there is in the world, there only is what Deirdre wants. There is nobody else's agenda. There's just your agenda because the universe is within you. And once we serve ourselves, then we can go out and serve humanity and the planet. And they're saying that you are going to open up amazing doors of possibilities for yourself if you keep bringing yourself back to the present moment.
That's beautiful. Yeah, I just didn't expect to have so much going on at one time like that, but I guess, you know, that's what I'm in, so I just better just, you know, make it the best out of it.
Just keep bringing yourself back to that present moment and bring your dreams into reality, sweetheart. And, again, I can't wait to find out where that beautiful journey of yours takes you, so I'd love to hear from you.
Okay, I will definitely keep in touch. I really appreciate you today.
Okay, you take care of yourself and lots of love.
Lots of love right back at you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go to our next caller who's been holding for a while. 770, you're on the line with Angel Healing House.
Hello.
Hello, what's your name?
Shannon.
Hi, Shannon, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Georgia.
Hi, Georgia. Okay, Shannon from Georgia. What question do you have?
Well, I had a question regarding the person I'm currently in a relationship with, and I also just wanted to know if my guides and angels had a message for me.
Okay. The person you are currently in a relationship with. Why are you questioning the relationship?
I'm just wondering if it's going to get any more serious. I mean, we've been together 5 years and we have a child together. I'm just wondering, you know, am I just spinning my wheels? You know, is this going to move, you know, any more forward than what it already is?
Interesting cards that came out. I do feel like it's a committed relationship. I feel that if you can look deep inside of yourself, Shannon, and you say to yourself that this is a nurturing and nourishing relationship, do you feel fulfilled by it?
Not right now, I don't. I mean, I did previously, but, you know, there's something, I don't know if it's something different within me or different within the relationship.
Okay. The reason I think you're questioning it, and again, they're showing me the little code, is because in many regards, you have changed. you have changed. And when we change, there's nothing wrong with the other person. It's just that we don't resonate so much with them anymore. Our energies change within when we enlighten, when we become more awakened, when we become more conscious, and we just don't have as much to talk about or just the same, you know, things that we used to do with them or the way we feel about them. So if this is happening now, just like I told one of the other callers, it seems to be an indication that there is a pulling away for a reason, and maybe that's because you will you'll be gravitating for somebody else in your life.
Okay.
If you're questioning it, please, sweetie, do not discount your intuition, because your intuition is there. It's telling you that, well, it's not good or bad or right or wrong. It's just that you're not feeling the same as you did, and it's because you've changed. Your resonances have changed, and so the energies are not the same anymore. But look at it as a good thing, because change is a wonderful thing. Expect wonderful, and you will get wonderful in your life, in your people, in the opportunities and the connections all around you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for the call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. Hang on to those two callers, 613 and 504. I just want to read just a little bit more before I get to you. Now, if you joined us late, we're talking about being beautiful, magnificent, and powerful. Now, you may be wondering who I'm speaking to if you look around and see that perhaps your finances and your jobs and your health may not reflect this statement. And if your life is anything but beautiful, the posse of angels want us all to remember that we are pure source energy and we can do and be and have whatever we choose by connecting to our powerful light within. What has appeared in our reality or what we are currently experiencing is simply a result of everything that we have thought, spoken of, and felt. In other words, our lives are the sum total of our choices, no more and no less. Counter to what many on the planet have led to believe, I don't believe there's a vengeful God making us pay for what we have done. It's simply a case of energy in, energy out. And the more we can embrace that we are beautiful, magnificent, and powerful, the more that we become in alignment with our divine inherent nature. One thing that helps me tremendously is to keep my energies pure, is to connect with nature. And I go out and I breathe in the air of those nature energies, and I immediately start to feel better. So let's go to our next caller. You're on the line with Angel Healing House, 613. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name?
My name is Donna.
Hi, Donna. What's your question for the posse?
Just wondering if Cameron and I will heal our, get back into contact, heal our relationship.
This is a relationship you want to heal with?
Cameron. Just wondering whether we'll get back into contact and be able to heal our relationship.
Okay. Let's have a look at this. Okay, no relationship is beyond healing, first of all, Donna, okay? This rift that has torn your relationship apart, the greatest thing that you can do for Cameron is that if you can send him, and you don't even have to say this to him, you can just sit in quiet reflection and send him love and send him forgiveness. Please do the exercise, like I said to a previous caller, you might not have heard that. It's called the acknowledgement exercise. Acknowledge that you wrote Cameron into the contract of your life. You wrote him in your life in order to teach you something. Thank him for showing you some sort of contract that has helped you to practice forgiveness growing and has challenged you to remain who you are, to strengthen who you are, but to allow somebody else to walk their own journey, whatever that is. You can thank him for exactly where he is, that he is a divine being, and then you release him. And I can guarantee you, whether you do get back together or whether you don't get back together, it will help you enormously to come to terms with this relationship.
Yes, I understand that.
Okay, so really, whether the relationship comes together or not is not the question. The question is to understand why you brought this relationship to yourself, what you've learned out of it, and then to bless the other person. And then see what happens basis after that. That's all there is. But you will have done your job by realizing that you brought him to you to teach you a lesson. A lesson could be in forgiveness, allow him to be exactly who he is, and to let it go.
Do you see any sort of relationship or healing future?
Oh, between the two of you?
Yeah.
Well, it depends on your actions, and it depends on his actions. And that's all that the Posse of Angels can say at the moment. It's more important that you see it from a higher perspective than you put any emphasis on what's going to happen in the future. Because you know what? In the present moment, in the way you view the relationship, you're actually creating the future. And the more loving, forgiving, and kind that you can be towards someone else, you will then contribute to bringing more loving, kind, gentle, forgiving relationships to yourself. So I hope that's been helpful.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye. We literally have 2 minutes left. 504, you're on the line with Angel Healing House.
Can you just give me a message then instead of asking a question, whichever comes up?
Okay,
it's Debbie from Louisiana.
Okay, Debbie from Louisiana. The message for you is I'm going offline now and I will call you to give you a reading. How do you like that?
Oh, wow. Thank you.
You know what? Being last and 2 minutes left, everybody would think, oh, that's a horrible thing, but if today is your lucky day. 504 number, I've got you down and I will give you a call straight after the show.
Thank you. That is so kind.
You're very welcome. Hang on for about 5 minutes.
Okay.
I'll disconnect from you now, but I'll call you back after the show.
Wow, thank you.
You're very welcome. God bless you. Talk to you in a few.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. And that's it for Angel Healing House. Thank you so much to everyone who's called in today. Thank you for my listeners. Thank you for those people who are following me and listening to me on the archive. Please tell everyone about my show. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you would like to receive my inspirational, uplifting, and entertaining Angel Healing House newsletter, please email me and send me your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, @ Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, HOUSE.com. Also, to purchase a copy of my enlightening, inspiring book, Angels of Faith, and my professionally recorded guided angel meditations CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website, www.angelhealinghouse.com. And if you'd like to book your own transformative angel healing session and Reiki healing session, either in person or nationally, and I do this internationally using distant healing, this can be done over the phone or Skype. And so call me on 831-277-3716 or email me at candy@angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, everyone, please, radiate your beautiful light to shine, fashion a beautiful life for yourself, and remember just how beautiful, how magnificent. and how powerful you truly are. Love and blessings to you all. And let's be together next Tuesday. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.